Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we complete the chapter dealing with the virtue of hastening to break the fast, that with which one should break his fast, and what one should say after breaking the fast. So we explain that our deen is so beautiful that whatever we told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we accept it wholeheartedly, we apply it, and we believe that this is the best way. This is the best way, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala had inspired Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he had showed it to us. So, in some things that even may go against our own logic, there will be some things that will go against our logic, but we know that there is khair and is benefit in what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. For example, a person is wearing these leather socks, what we know as mozas or khuf. Now, which side does he walk on when he's walking on the floor? Which side is touching the ground? You'll find that the underside is touching, the bottom end is touching the ground. But when a person is making masa of it, which side does he make masa of? He makes masa of the top end. Now, if we apply our logic, what the logic is telling us? That the bottom end is touching the ground, the bottom end is exposed to the dirt on the floor. So we should be wiping the bottom end, not the top end. But what we are told, that a person makes masa on the top. So now, our logic is telling us something else, and deen is showing us something else. So we go by what deen is showing us, not by what our logic is telling us. Another example, a person passes wind, and his wuzu breaks. Now, we examine which parts he's washing. Where did the wind pass out from? And which parts is he washing now? He's washing his face, washing his hands, making masa, and he's washing his feet. Now, what's the relationship between the two? We are told in deen that this is what happens, wuzu breaks, and this is how you make your wuzu. So although logically it's not making too much of sense, but this is what deen has shown us, and we accept wholeheartedly, happily, رَضِينَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. We are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb. In other words, every condition that is coming from Allah ta'ala, we are happy with. And also every command of Allah ta'ala, we are very, very happy with. Every condition that is also coming from Allah, we are completely happy with. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. We happy with Islam as our deen. Whatever Islam has for us, we are happy. Wholeheartedly, we are happy. We don't have any type of reservations. And we are happy with every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So similarly, when doing this chapter, as we explained yesterday, logically, if a person is fasting and is getting rewarded for the sacrifice that he's making, for the endurance that he has to give, for the patience that he has to give, that hunger and that thirst that he's experiencing, logically our mind will tell us that the more he has sacrifice he gives, the more reward it is. But what we are told is when the time of breaking fast come, now the more rewarding thing to do is to break the fast. Although logic, our logic will tell us now to pull it longer, but what we are told, Shariat is telling us, no. When the time comes in, the more rewarding thing to do is to break the fast. And similarly, our mind will tell us that if a person skips Seri, now what will happen? It's more difficult, more sacrifice, more sabr he will have to endure. So therefore, there will be more reward for skipping Seri. But what we are told, that Seri is that barakati food from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person shouldn't skip Seri, he should actually make Seri. And in that prescribed time, we explain the prescribed time for Seri is when half the night passes, till the time of the rising of Fajr, till Tulu' al-Fajr, what we know as Subh Sadiq, till that time, the closer he goes towards Subh Sadiq, the better it is, the more rewarding it is, but he shouldn't go into Fajr at all, he shouldn't go into the Subh Sadiq at all. So here again is going contrary to what our logic is teaching us, but what we are happy to do, what lesson we learn, we are happy on the command of Allah Ta'ala, whether it makes sense to us, or whether it doesn't make sense, but the fact that it's a command of Allah, it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are very, very happy to obey it. So today's last two ahadith to finish this chapter. An Salman ibn Amir al-Dhubi al-Sahabi radiyallahu anhu anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا أَفْطَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُفْطِرْ عَلَىٰ تَمْرٍ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَلْيُفْطِرْ عَلَىٰ مَاءٍ فَإِنَّهُ طَهُورٌ رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Hazrat Salman ibn Amir al-Dhubi radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any one of you breaks his fast, he should do so with dates. If he does not find any dates, then he should break his fast with water because it is pure. We'll explain just now what is the benefit of dates and why a person should break with dates. But the beauty of Islam is, we're not only told to break our fast, we also are shown and we are told that what is the best thing also to break the fast with. So even in that regard also, we haven't been left yatim, that what you must break your fast with. Although a person may think that there's so many things that Allah Ta'ala has made halal for us, I can break my fast with biryani, I can break my fast with dal and rice, I can break with akhni, or somebody is feeling for samosa, somebody is feeling for some juice, or somebody is feeling for cold drink. But what we are told, break your fast with dates, break your fast with water. I explained the benefits just now. So this is something else that Alhamdulillah our deen has taken care of. Even in terms of what choices we would make, we have been guided in that also. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuftir qabla ay yusalliya ala rutubat. Fa'in lam takun rutubatun fatumayratun, fa'in lam takun tumayratun hasa hasawatin min ma. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to break the fast with fresh dates before performing salah. If there were no fresh dates, so here the first thing we are told is fresh dates. Fresh dates, you'll find the texture is soft, it is very easy, it sort of melts in your mouth, and also it's very, very easy for the digestive system, very, very easy it digests in a person's body. So the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to break the fast with fresh dates before performing salah. If there were no fresh dates, then would dry dates. If there were no dry dates, then he would take a few sips of water. So we are shown that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give preference to fresh dates. So ulama explained that what happens is that absorption level in the body, dates has got many, many properties in it. Its composition is made up of sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, copper, iron, phosphorus, sulfur, and other ingredients it has. Allah Ta'ala naturally put it in one simple date. And then ulama says, the structure of the body decreases and dates provides the required balance. Dates are rich in iron, which benefits those who have a deficiency in iron in the blood. So here we find that Allah Ta'ala has made something so simple, but it has so much of benefit in it. So therefore we are told that break it. So break your fast with this dates. And here in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's practice was to break it with fresh dates. As we explained, it gets absorbed very, very quickly in the body, and the effects and the benefits of it are felt very, very quickly. Water also, we know the benefits of water. There are so many benefits of water. So before a person is tempted to push all the other things that can spoil that health benefits also, Allah Ta'ala, we're not doing it for health, we're doing it because it's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're fasting because other days also because of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet it has so many health benefits, health properties that are hidden within it. As we explained before, that even the people that are involved in health tell you the benefits of intermittent fasting. It helps with sugar, it helps with pressure, it helps with cholesterol. General, overall well-being, this intermittent fasting is proving to be so beneficial. And yet this was something that we were taught to do. This is something that we have been taught in our deen, that fast Mondays, fast Fridays, fast on the three bright days, and so many other days we are encouraged to fast. This is something that has been taught to us in our deen, and now they are finding out about the benefits and they are encouraging this type of fasting. Allah Ta'ala has given it to us in our deen. So whilst we got these benefits, we shouldn't kill also these benefits. Sometimes a person fasts the whole day. Here we look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had a busy day. His schedule was busy, day was busy, but this is how he would break his fast in a simple way. So as I'm saying, so sometimes a person fasts, he's getting all that health benefits. One is the spiritual benefits and the benefits of gaining taqwa by fasting. But the other is he's also getting the health benefits. But sometimes we eat so much at the time of iftar that whatever health benefits we have gained, we have spoilt it completely by eating so much. Nobody says we mustn't eat. We are allowed to eat, it's permissible. But also we should eat in moderation, so that the health benefits that we have got by this fast, we don't just throw it away and we don't spoil it. Sometimes a person ends up picking up more weight in Ramadan than he normally would pick up after Ramadan, just because we are being foolish in the way we eat. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. This is the beauty of our deen. It's got a total balance, teaches us everything, shows us everything. We are not yateem. We don't have to look for everything everywhere. Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundantly. Allah Ta'ala reward the Sahaba who showed us and they carried the hadith, and those that came afterwards that protected and safeguarded and transmitted it to us. So, and today we can actually sit and read and understand that this is how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam broke his fast. This is how he kept his fast. This is how he did everything of deen. So we can just practice and emulate. We don't have to do too much. Just bring in the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into our life. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi